Hey there, welcome to the Impatient Entrepreneur Podcast, a show where we hear from entrepreneurs and business owners who are chomping at the bit to make their mark on the world. I'm your host, Lauren Quidar Cockrell. Now, let's hurry up and get to the good stuff. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Today, I have Zarina Prichet today with me, and she is with Zochi, which is a really fun new brand, and I cannot wait for her to tell us all about it. Zarina, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lauren. Mind telling a little bit about myself? I am a disabled Army veteran, a caregiver, and now I am a new small business owner with a business that focuses on creating products that are educational and engaging and entertaining for children. That is my new career after retiring 30 years of serving veterans at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Well, thank you.
I'm very excited about this new entrepreneurial journey.
Well, thank you for your service. I hope people tell you that enough. And I love that you're doing something that brings you joy, I hope. And I want to hear a little bit more about that. But I first have to ask you, Zarina, are you an impatient entrepreneur?
That is a very good question. If I wasn't here and everybody's watching me, I will break down and cry because that's how I feel sometimes. I feel like I'm so impatient that I'm on this roller coaster when I really think I got it together. And then some curve will happen is like, and I want to catch on to it really quickly. Mm-hmm. So yes, when I think about how impatient I am, it's really because I want to get it, Lauren. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to understand business acumen and do the right thing because I'm advocating for children with digital balance. Mm-hmm. And so my anxiety kicks in because I think I'm not doing enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not effective. And so it keeps me in knots and makes me feel like I'm impatient all over the place.
Well, does it make you feel any better that a lot of people feel that way? You're in good company, okay? So tell us how, you know, you've had this career path and now you've taken a pretty sharp right turn into this product development. What happened? What was the genesis of this?
Well, back in 21, I had a dream of this game. Mm-hmm. And so I developed it. My storytelling skills really helped. And when I realized the importance of digital balance and I saw how my granddaughters loved the game and how quickly, and that was something they told me, Gigi, it plays really fast. It keeps your attention. And then when I started doing my own research about digital and just actually looking at other people's kids, and I noticed everyone has a gadget mm-hmm. and they bring it with their kids. And then I was like, you know what? Something's not right. And so having that military background, how you just get used to fighting for something, mm-hmm. like fighting for my country was the primary focus for military. Mm-hmm. Well, now I feel like I'm fighting for our kids to try to get parents to realize that digital is wonderful. But as an adult, we have boundaries and we know what they are. But kids, all they see is a gadget and I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. And so it's up to parents to establish the boundaries. And that is what I want to do. I want to also promote my product, which is just a tool to help mm-hmm. to have that digital balance, to get them off the screen time, because clinicians recommend 1 to 2 hours per day and then mix it up with some other interactive tools because studies are showing that too much digital, it really hampers their social mm-hmm, development. Mm-hmm. And so I think the combination of military, the courage, the leadership, the training, and the resilience is what I'm trying to do. And when I say it makes me impatient sometimes, it's because I want to get this right. Yeah. I really feel like I got to get this right.
And then, I mean, the business is new. How long has it been available for purchase, the game?
Since October.
Okay. Yeah. Early days.
Well, that's when I started the business in July, after I took accelerated veterans course. Mm-hmm. You know, they try to encourage veterans to go into business. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to save my money until around about September to get all the money together mm-hmm. to buy the inventory so I can compete with the companies at a fair market price. Mm-hmm. So it went online at Walmart around October. Mm-hmm.
Which is huge. I've heard it's very difficult to break into a major retailer like Walmart. You're just, you know, casually a month after.
Well, actually, it's online. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, no big deal. But then I'm realizing that's still a victory that I should celebrate that it's online. So mm-hmm. I'm doing that, mm-hmm. you guys.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah, that's many retailer or many small business owners like you would kill to be represented by a behemoth like Walmart. So you should be very proud of that. And to have it happen in not a lot of time. I mean, you were selling it in brick and mortar stores where you are, is that correct, beforehand?
No, actually, I applied for one of our local restaurants that pick up little small artists. I did some vending. Mm-hmm. That's how I was promoting too. But as I stated earlier, I'm a disabled veteran. Mm-hmm. And when I tried the vending, it takes so much out of my body. Yeah. And so because I'm a caregiver for my disabled brother, mm-hmm. I have to really balance everything. Mm-hmm. And again, that's something too that contributes to that impatience, sure. is trying to have the balance between my disabilities and showing up for him. Mm-hmm. And then I just added something else.
Uh-oh.
I do presentations for veterans to help them get their VA benefits.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's amazing. and I've heard that can be sometimes a complicated process if you don't necessarily know what you're doing. So I'm glad you're involved in that. What do you wish people knew or you know, as you look at your competitors or people who are buying your products, or who would potentially represent you, you know, what do you wish people knew more about having some disabilities that are, you know, like you're having to manage your time and your energy? What do you wish people knew more about that?
I wish that people know that I'm learning. It's okay that we have limitations and we have to acknowledge them. I was trying to do everything like normal business. People just get in there, work the long hours, mm-hmm. and then I started getting sick. I failed twice since I started my mm-hmm. business, losing my balance, causing the flare-ups of my conditions. And so I would tell people with disabilities, do not be afraid to still go into business. I think you just need to be mindful of your limitations and work within the boundaries of it, mm-hmm. and pace yourself, mm-hmm. and that we can be successful, because I am meeting other dynamic, amazing business people that are passing on information that helps me. And if there are things that I just don't get because of the concussion that I have, mm-hmm. they take the time to explain it. Also apply for some networking. I just got selected by an organization that sponsored me to help me to build my, I call it my infrastructure, to understand more about business, mm-hmm. because I was struggling to connect the dots. And even though with my struggles, I never felt like giving up, Lauren, mm-hmm. I just made me press on even more, because I feel like all of us deserve an opportunity to give back to the world with a great product or service that people need to make their lives better. Mm-hmm. So as a disabled person, you can do this. You just need some support and be mindful of your disability and work within your confinements or boundaries mm-hmm. that make you effective in your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, so many stories that you hear about entrepreneurs and business owners, they're just like, well, I just worked 24/7 for 7 years and I just ground it out and I sacrificed my mm-hmm. health and my life and my family and everything. And, you know, it's not necessarily a blessing that you have some challenges that you know, you don't necessarily enjoy them all the time, I'm sure. But at the same time, you know, having some boundaries around that so that you don't just burn yourself out all the time. You know, I can see that there's a silver lining in that perhaps too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. I wish I could do like burn out the hours because sometimes I'm in so much pain, I can't move. And so I started having a pad for when mm-hmm. I get ideas of things that I want to mm-hmm. do, write them down instead of keeping in my head. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I did question, do disabled people deserve to be in this space? Mm-hmm. Am I like having an unrealistic expectation? But then when I think about the advocacy of our kids and how technology is steadily growing and parents are being inundated with just trying to make a living, someone has to be advocating for them. And I want to join with the millions of other people that are looking at our kids and their future and wanting them to have the social and emotional well-being that they deserve. Mm-hmm.
That's so beautiful. I'm glad you're doing this. tell me more about the program you just went through or are going through as far as learning the business acumen.
It's Project Opportunity. Joe, I can't pronounce his name. It's an Italian name. He started this nonprofit to help veterans because I don't know if many people know that veterans tend to have a high unemployment. Mm-hmm. And we know that there are people that have stigma or prejudice against veterans. And we don't want to admit that because we're thinking they come back from combat, they have some issues. But veterans want to work. Mm-hmm. We're so used to having things orderly in our life. Mm-hmm. And they want to work. And so starting this program really helped veterans that have that entrepreneurial spirit to get in there, to learn the principles, and then make a conscious decision. Do I really want to venture out into this space? Because it is a challenging space. It does take a lot. You're wearing so many hats. Mm-hmm. And so he works with us. But another organization that I like to tell you is SCORE. You've probably mm-hmm. heard about SCORE. Mm-hmm. I work a lot with SCORE. I have a great mentor. SCORE is helping me as well because sometimes when I'm sitting in a classroom, Lauren, I just can't write fast because of the nerve damage in my hand. And SCORE gives me the opportunity to go back, look at their webinars and look them over and over and say, aha, I got it now. So those organizations are really great for veterans. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. We'll be sure to link to those in the show notes if people are wanting to follow along there. So in addition to those programs, are you a podcast person? Do you like to read or listen to books? Are you going, is there anything else you're doing to help educate yourself on this journey? I mean, I find that entrepreneurs are a group of people who really like to learn and continue to improve themselves. So I always like to give my guests an opportunity to share, if there's something that's been meaningful to them as they move along.
Well, actually, I haven't been doing a lot of reading. I did start this. I'm one of these salad bowl readers. I pick up a book, read a chapter here, then go to something else. I'm like, it's hard for me to stay focused. Uh-huh. So let me just put it out there. It has a diagnosis, but I dare not say it here. But I have a hard time being focused. And so I've been trying to read Social Media for Dummies because I do feel like a dummy. I'm trying to promote my business. So mm-hmm. I do dabble with reading that. Mm-hmm. I started reading a Thomas Ellis book. I forgot the name of it. It's an acronym. It's about selling, mm-hmm. the effective process of selling. He had a proven method. And then I just started that sponsor group that I taught, Cause of Eagle. Every Wednesday, they give us a 30-minute training, and then we talk about it. They're going to help us with strategies. So right now, I've just really been trying to take a little bit here, a little bit there. It is overwhelming at mm-hmm. time, but I think it works best for me right now because that is something I don't want to do is get stressed out. And I know that business is stressful, mm-hmm. but again, because I know my limitations, I have to do what works for me. Right. So I do have a call every morning with a bunch of women entrepreneurs. Okay. So I pick up from their experiences, which I recommend to our entrepreneurs. A network of friends who are in the same space as you really help, because we do go on an emotional roller coaster mm-hmm. and they don't teach you that in class, but you learn that from your fellow entrepreneurs that you can do this and they want you to succeed. And that really makes me feel wonderful being a part of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's honestly one of the reasons I created this show, because it's so lonely and we go through so much as entrepreneurs, and to be able to hear mm-hmm. from other people and to almost create a community of folks who are going through maybe not the same journey, but something similar that they can take away and feel like, okay, I'm not in this by myself. someone else is going through something like me too. So, I'm glad you have that community, because it can feel like you're just rattling around in a cage all by yourself and just like, what am I doing here?
That's true, especially when you're trying to come up with that marketing strategy. And guys, I'm still struggling with that. But I think one day I crossed that line. At least I know one thing about marketing now is you always have to keep thinking about it. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It may work now, but 6 months from now, you'll be like, what? I got to think of another plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah.
Can confirm. It's definitely something we have to keep working on. So you have your current product. Do you have other product lines or expansion packs or anything like that on the horizon?
I do have a third game that I come up that I've conceptualized. I'm waiting on Copyright Office to approve the images, because I feel like, you know, you don't want to put the game out there testing and then there's something wrong with your images or you're infringing on someone else's copyright. Mm-hmm. But I do have my third game that's interactive too.
Okay.
And then I have a children's book, Dancing Teardrops, that currently being with the illustrator. We're about ready to wrap that up.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. And then last night I couldn't sleep because I was thinking of another game that came to me. So I need to write that one down. I mean, I'm just enjoying this space. Mm-hmm. It is just really another post-retirement that gives me purpose, that want me to continue to be impactful to the world and bring something positive. Mm-hmm. And that's what motivates me, really, the positive of what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. So I like to ask all my guests, you know, if there's something in their business life where when it happened, you felt like the rug had been pulled out from underneath you and you felt like this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. But then with some time and distance and growth, you realize that it was actually the best thing that's ever happened to you. Do you have something that you could share along those lines?
Okay. I'm laughing because I created this game from a dream. And I knew very little about creating the game, but I did, right? And so, you know how the ladies can relate to this, and maybe the men too. You know how you tell someone and you give them directions or instructions, and you might say, just a pinch of salt. Well, a pinch to you may be just a pinch, but to someone else, it might be a tablespoon. And so, when it was ready to package my game, I was very confident. I have tested it over a year. Everything seems right, right? I didn't test my rules until I got them all ordered and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I sold a couple of them. The lady circled back and she said, I can't figure out this game, even though she's placed. I can't. And I had ordered 500. I saved up enough money to order 500 copies. Mm-hmm. And I'm scrambling. I'm feeling really bad. I'm feeling really defeated. And that comes with the territory of the journey. And so, but I thought about it. I stayed up and I rewrote the rules. Mm-hmm. And I kept rewriting them. I reached out to the Walmart group that I'm a part of on Facebook, got some information how they were proceeding with their rules. And it turned out to be the best thing, because what it taught me is this. When you face any type of obstacle in your journey as an entrepreneur, you have to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out what is the best way to mitigate that's going to be cost effective. And that's going to meet the goal that you needed. And so for me, I was able to contact my supplier instead of being on the cards, because I couldn't afford that. Mm-hmm. They were able to put it on paper. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to order the paper and open up each one of the games, because I didn't have them wrapped at that time, because I was still going to do more testing and I wanted to give some away to the community. Mm-hmm. So I was able to insert the new rules. Mm-hmm. And in going forward, that built my confidence in knowing that, you know what, if something happened, just think it through and get it done. You get it done, because that's, I feel like that is a part of entrepreneurial, to being able to make decisive decisions and know why you're doing it, but do it in a cost effective way for your business.
Right, right. There's, man, so many lessons packed in there. You know, I tell clients all the time, you know, done is better than perfect. You know, sometimes we just got to go. We can sit on this egg for forever, but at some point it's got to hatch and we got to move forward.
Yes.
And you lived that, you know, you thought it, you actually probably thought it, well, I'm good to go. It's here we go. And then you survived it. And surviving something like that is so powerful too. Cause you think, okay, well I did that, you know, I'm good. What else you got? Not that we want to do those things every day. Cause I can feel the secondhand anxiety just grabbing me by the throat.
Especially when you think about money, if you're losing money, you're like, oh my God, I made, that's a big mistake, because it cost me more money.
Yes. That's, we love digital because it's easy to go in and change. Anytime we send something to the printer, we're all just kind of sweaty palms. Like, oh, mm-hmm. hope we spelled everything correctly. It also reminds me, have you seen any of the memes on Instagram or something about the Uno rules for the card game Uno, where people are asking questions about, you know, can you play a plus four on top of a plus four? And they're saying, no, you can't. And everyone's saying, okay, Uno, you know, we'll take it from here. We don't need you anymore. Like, you obviously don't know how to play your own game.
Well, you know what, may I say something though? Just quickly, people have no idea how hard it is to write rules. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my mentors that Score had got a guy to help me, and he was like, oh, if you can't write, just get a writer. So I went out to Walmart group talking to people. There is nobody to write your rules because you know your game. You just have to think, how granular do I want to get with the simplicity where I won't offend people, but make it clear. And then one of the things that I know about gaming so far is that it is a mathematical formula and it's a story. Mm-hmm. And so you can write your rules, but then it's also fun when people think of ways to modify it that keeps the fun going. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I always keep that in mind. It's okay for you guys to modify the game as long as you're having fun.
Exactly. That makes me think of when I was growing up. I have a younger brother, and I took some tennis lessons, and one day we were out on the court and I was teaching him how to play tennis, and he immediately starts beating me. So then I just changed the rules. I said, oh no, you're supposed to hit it over the fence.
That's the fun of it.
Bossy older sister. Sorry, Greg, if you're listening to this. Okay. So speaking of little kids and our tendencies, when you were growing up, was there a personality trait of yours that people made you feel like it was a deficient part of you, but now as you've been through so much and you have this business that you're growing, you realize that that personality trait is actually your superpower?
Not necessarily personality trait, but I thought about right now when you said that, that really made me feel sad growing up. I used to have to go to speech classes because I have a speech impediment. And I know you're like, what? I do. There's certain letters that no matter how hard I try, I just can't form the words right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always guarded about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes people would make fun. Even now, they'll make fun of my speeches, say, oh, you sound a little country. You sound like this, mm-hmm. whatever. And it makes me go dark, and I sometimes feel less confident. Mm-hmm. And in business, I know you have to do a lot of speaking. Mm-hmm. And so doing podcasts really helps me to get beyond thinking about me. But actually, I found out as I got older, I started doing training videos. I started doing community acting. Mm-hmm. And I found out I have a nice sounding voice that people don't pick up on my speech impediment. And even when I used to get in front of the classrooms, I'll tell them, I may mess up a word. Please forgive me. And they would come up to me and they say, you did so well. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things I outgrew of the being not say bullied, but made fun of the way I spoke. Mm-hmm. And I worked very hard to say words correctly. Mm-hmm. But then I learned that sometimes whatever our weaknesses are, we can make them our strength, mm-hmm. by saying, you know what, it's okay not to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And I always says that if I'm giving you my 100%, that's all you're getting. Mm-hmm. Because if I have to give you more than 100%, you're trying to give me a nervous breakdown, and I'm not ready to go with that far with it. But I have to say that that was something that stayed with me and still stay with me today, Lauren, that I struggle with, that I want to be an effective communicator. Mm-hmm. And I think it's my strength today because I'm not afraid to share my experiences, to advocate for these children. I'm not worried about mispronouncing a word. I'm real focused on making sure parents understand the importance of digital balance, and it's beyond me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think there's so much power too in owning who you are and being vulnerable, mm-hmm. and giving other people the opportunity and permission to be themselves. And you just earn so much grace when you lead with that. I think that's really, it's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
It's important. Yeah.
Okay. So as we get closer to wrapping up, do you have a piece of advice that our listeners can do today to make their lives stronger or better?
Self-awareness. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are not aware of who we are and what we can be. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, once I retired from my federal job, I was done. I had no idea that there was a creative person that can create a game. Can you believe that? Not only create a game, but write a children's book, mm-hmm. because I challenged myself in writing the children's book because I wanted to do something cute and fun for the kids. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later, it's publishing. So I say that to you. You are much bigger than what you think. You can do so much more than what you mm-hmm. think. What it takes is for us to have the courage, the commitment, the resilience, the focus, the concentration, and most importantly, believing in yourself. And I know it sounds cliche, but it's not. Mm-hmm. You control your destiny and you define what success looks mm-hmm. like. And going forward, do not let anyone tell you no unless you say no and you know what your limit
yeah.
is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've had, and it's not even just, you know, you took a career and then you know, okay, now I'm going to solely consult on my expertise that I spent my working years doing. You know, you have this whole new career that you've created and this whole new path in your life. And I think that's very inspiring that, you know, you're not just what you've done for 30 years. You know, you have so many parts of you that are valuable to yourself and the world.
And I also have to say this, now that I started helping veterans, you know, people say, oh, you should be charging them. Veterans are very vulnerable. And because I have 30 years of experience in processing claims, that's my opportunity also to give back to my comrades, mm-hmm. is to help them to navigate through the process, to ease their anxiety. And so for me, I find it to be joyful, mm-hmm. even though it does sometimes take me away from my business. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm getting heaven points.
Yeah.
You know? I'm getting some heaven points, yeah. because when those veterans look me in my eye with such sincerity and just say, thank you for helping mm-hmm. me, or you can feel it through the phone that you were such a relief. And sometimes I think as entrepreneurs, not only are you trying to monetize and make your money, but also find a way to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. Because when you feel weary, you feel like you're not doing enough. And when you can give back to the community and someone says thank you and they appreciate the time and effort you took to lift them up, then it reminds you of how great you can be with your business, mm. that you do have something other than your business to justify your worth.
Yeah, well said. Well said. All right, friend, where can people buy your game?
Oh, please support a veteran over here. My game is under, I tell you, look it under Zochey, Z-O-C-H-E-Y, because it's easier. Both games will populate. Okay. They have weird names, Zomatic Shift, because nomadic people move all over. Zomatic is because the game, you never keep your hand. It's opposite of Uno. You can find the game at Walmart. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, I would love to have you guys support so I can continue to advocate and have resources to go to places and really spread the word about veterans. Because I hope in the future, Lauren, I really hope to have parent conferences where we can have conferences sponsored and bring parents mm-hmm. and kids in and teach them some parental skills and bring that unity, that family value back. So we all have a wonderful world of respect and honoring each other and understanding that we are unique and we all have value to each other. Mm.
Taking us home on a high note. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
We will put the links to your games in the show notes so everyone can click and shop right there.
Thank you so yes. much. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for listening to The Impatient Entrepreneur. Love the podcast? Be sure to share it with a friend or colleague or give us a 5-star review on Apple. You can also chat with us on Instagram or Facebook at The Impatient Entrepreneur Pod. Want to star on a future episode? Head over to TheImpatientEntrepreneurPod.com to inquire. Thank you to the team at Quidar & Co. for believing in me and bringing this podcast to life. And thank you to Carson Childers for mixing and editing this episode. Can't wait to see you next time.